Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, I'm Angela Loeb, and welcome to this, the fourth and final installment of the Four Agreements series. This is based on a book by Miguel Ruiz called The Four Agreements. And over the past few episodes, I've talked about be impeccable with your word, don't take things personally, and don't make assumptions. Today, it's all about what Ruiz says will help you avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. And that's the fourth agreement, always do your best. And I'm quoting that from his book. He says this about always do your best in this agreement. He says, your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. Okay, so let's get right to it. For me, when I first read Luis's book, I thought, this one's easy. I mean, at a directive like always do your best, I mean, what can that mean to a goal-setting, always about self-improvement, achievement-oriented person like me? I mean, after all, no one has ever really had to tell me, Angela, you lazy bum, you have a problem doing your best. Get it with the program and do better. Really, it's true. No one has ever had to tell me this. I remember one time when I was a kid, I brought home my report card and it had a D on it. Now, I can't remember which subject. I only really ever struggled with math when I was in school, so it probably was math. Anyway, a D isn't the worst you can do. I mean, it wasn't an F. F meant failing, and a D just meant simply below satisfactory. And for me, that was extremely rare. In fact, for me, a C, which meant average or satisfactory, was uncommon. So my mom, she took one look at this despair I had on my face as I handed my report card over. She glanced at my dad and she asked an obviously rhetorical question. We don't need to say anything to you about this, do we? No, they didn't. I was way too self-driven when it came to school, and I love learning, which is why I usually made good grades. Anyway, over that next grading period, I buckled down and I brought that D up to a B, and of course a B meant that my work in the class was above average or above satisfactory. And hey, in math, I could live with a B. Even if it wasn't an A, because a B, that was in math, that was me doing my best for sure. So you see what I mean? For me, when I always saw, you know, when I saw the always do your best on the list of the four agreements, I thought, I've got this one aced. Always do your best wasn't new to me. It was my usual mode. Ah, but over the past decade, I have learned that this one of the four agreements is especially important in how it's applied to both achievers and non-achievers alike. I mean, here's why I've personally found this agreement a special challenge, because I have a tendency, as Ruiz suggests, to self-judge, self-abuse, and regret in my effort to be the good little girl, to get the good grades, to be dutiful to the point that it could be unhealthy, physically unhealthy, as in causing stress-related health problems, or emotionally unhealthy, as in not establishing healthy boundaries with others who would take advantage of a ridiculous level of achievement drive. Now, I should say that that's the way I used to be. But once I started looking at always do your best from the perspective that Ruiz teaches it, I got it. I'm way better off now. Don't get me wrong, though. I still have a strong work ethic. Sometimes I have to battle with that, you know, like take Saturdays off. Don't, you know, work for myself. I'm self-employed, so it's very tempting to go work and do work on the weekend, work all the time. But I have to balance that. And, you know, I also still have very high personal standards. So I'm not about to let go of all of that because it's really served me well in my life. Always do your best anyway. I mean, it's the way I'm built. But I've also learned how to better balance it all. And here's the thing. To me, always do your best does not mean breaking your back to do more than your best. Yet it does mean stretching yourself, yes. And it does mean that you can do whatever with whatever you have in the moment where you are. It means daring greatly to live up to your potential, which means that sometimes you need to push some of your own boundaries to discover what that potential is. And in a way, that can really be fun. Choosing to grow, I have to say, choosing it is a lot easier and more fun than waiting to get smacked over the head with a crisis that forces you to grow. Because it's going to happen, right? That's what life deals to you. So when you dare to discover and when you live up to your potential, well, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to come into your power and transform into someone greater when you reach a new level of awareness in your personal growth. It's admirable to reach and learn and not settle for less, to not be giving up 5 minutes before you reach the finish line of your goals, so to speak. For that reason, this agreement appeals to my inner eternal optimist and my inner pioneer. However, here's the other thing. Are you loving yourself with a celebration of your goal achievement, no matter when you arrive at your destination? I mean, think about it. Things don't happen fast enough sometimes. We beat ourselves up. So this agreement, it alludes to what I said, if you think about this, the first episode of this series in the first agreement, be impeccable with your word, which is when I was talking about being prone to negative self-talk. So what are you saying to yourself and about yourself? How are you treating yourself when you aren't perfect at something? Are you nasty in a way that you'd never be to someone else? Is your inner critic in charge and harping on you pretty regularly? That could be classified as abuse, you know, self-abuse. In the Four Agreements companion book, Ruiz clarifies and talks about this a little more. He says that we form what he calls an image of perfection early in our lives. He says, quote, "We form an image of perfection to please other people, to be good enough for them. We are never perfect from this point of view, so we begin to reject ourselves. The image of perfection is the reason we abuse ourselves. It is the reason we reject our own humanity. We also judge others according to our image of perfection, and they can never measure up to that ideal," end quote. Now, ain't that the truth? I mean, it is. That's the story of most of us. Most of us walk around with this kind of thing. This is our story, the image of perfection and never being able to live up to it, and those around us never being able to live up to it. So whenever I think of this agreement, I think of that part of the Serenity Prayer. Maybe you've heard it. That part of the Serenity Prayer, because it's a long prayer, but this part that everybody pretty much knows. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. See, that's what I mean. That's kind of like that balance thing. And this agreement also makes me think of something beautiful that St. Teresa of Avila once wrote. She said, "May today there be peace within. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be." Trust that you are exactly where you're meant to be. That's hard, isn't it? But St. Teresa is right on. And this agreement, always do your best, can help us remember that we have the power to surrender to what is. I do my best within the moment. The moment changes, and I do my best in the next moment. I surrender to the moment, and I do my best with whatever I have on hand, with whatever knowledge I have, with what level of well-being and health that I have, and with what assistance I have, and so forth. And what does this do? What does this practicing always do your best do for you? I'll tell you what it does. Well, it does the obvious. It helps you do your best and stretch yourself towards your potential, but it is also ultimately, and perhaps even more importantly, helping you to master awareness. In fact, all of the agreements, when practiced with regularity, they'll help you to master awareness. Awareness of yourself so that you're not acting unconsciously and with knee-jerk reactions throughout your life and in your certain circumstances, especially in crises. As well as awareness of others, which helps increase your capacity for compassion, which then leads to the mastery of love in your relationships, and which, of course, leads to happiness. Now, initially, I thought these agreements were merely good pillars of moral behavior, great guidelines that would help me improve my character, help me communicate better with others, so I decided to live by them. It wasn't as easy as it sounds. Ever since 2005, when I first read Ruiz's book, These four concepts have propelled me into this inner journey of further conscious awakening. So yes, I do believe it's helped me build my character, it's helped me communicate better, but this conscious awakening has been such a huge surprise for me. Trying to live these seemingly simple agreements continue to profoundly change me in ways that I never expected. I once hoped my character, or rather what I've come to understand as my ego, would shift. Basically, I wanted to become a better person. Now I realize that nothing on the outside changes until the inside is awake, aware, and actively engaged. And once that happens, the outside becomes less important, yet begins to transform anyway. So focusing on the outside, so what? Focusing on the inside, the outside changes anyway. Relationships also improve. They improve as I improve too. But again, let me be honest, this hasn't been easy. It's not like going to sleep one evening and you wake up refreshed with your eyes wide open in the morning. At least it hasn't been that way for me. No, for me, it's been more like handling an onion where I'm pulling back a layer and then another layer. And sometimes there has even been some tears from that emotional release of doing that work. But it's been really worth the effort because the inner core I'm learning is where the divine spark resides. The closer I get to the core, the more profoundly I've sensed the presence. Waking up to this understanding and experiencing this presence, it illuminates one's life far more than 10,000 morning suns could ever do. To state it simply, I can honestly say that consistently remembering and practicing the four agreements and then attempting to acquire at least a little mastery of them, doing all of that during the last decade has really changed my life for the better, just like Ruiz promises in his book. All right. On that note, it's time to wrap up today's program on Always Do Your Best, and I've really enjoyed not only talking about this one, but I've enjoyed sharing my take on all of the four agreements. And I want to wrap up. This is a wrap-up for the whole series, of course. I've had fun doing this, and I'm looking forward to shifting gears a little bit for my next program. I scheduled that for the first Sunday in December. That's on December 4. And during that program, I'm going to take a look at some concepts from another book I love. It's a self-help book. It's called The Big Leap by Dr. Gay Hendricks. He also wrote another influential book that I read many years back called The Five Wishes. But I really love some of the concepts in The Big Leap and look forward to talking with you about that. In the meantime, I encourage you to connect with me by going to my About page. AngelaLoeb.com will take you there. Just type that in. That's AngelaLoeb.com. You can scroll down on that page and you can click on the social media links. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and such. And you can send me an email if you'd like. I'd love to hear from you, especially if you want to chat with me about the four agreements. Okay, that's all there is for today. Until next time, please be well. And remember to always do your best and keep shining like you're meant to.